Chance Technology, the podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode. I'm your host, Laura Flamaric, and today we will be talking about the ethics of artificial intelligence, both in general and specifically in our expertise field of HR tech. To delve into this topic, I have invited Yahela Penzeller, one of our expert curators. Welcome to the studio.
Hello everyone.
Thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure.
Since AI technologies have become an integral part of our lives, ethical concerns have appeared regarding their potential impact on society, individuals, and the environment. So, if we start diving into the broader context of artificial intelligence, why is it so important to consider ethics?
Well, artificial intelligence has immense potential to bring positive change, but it also poses unique challenges. Without ethical guidelines, AI could reinforce biases, invade privacy, and deteriorate trust in technology itself. So, by incorporating ethics, we ensure that AI improves the human experiences and well-being rather than restricting them.
Right. Even artificial intelligence has been around and in use for years. It's now, since the generative AI boom, that people are starting to worry about the consequences. Let's explain a bit what this is, so that everyone can follow.
Generative AI is a type of AI that's able to create fresh things such as art, music, or writing by studying things that already exist. For instance, earlier this year in May, a person on TikTok used generative AI to produce a brand new song that perfectly copied the voices, lyrics, and musical styles of Drake and The Weeknd.
Correct. The company that manages the artist's music claimed that it was too similar to their work, and shortly after, the video was taken down from TikTok and other places. But the question here is, did the song really violate copyright? What other options do artists have to fight against AI-generated music? Can the song protect itself? AI-generated art doesn't qualify for copyright protection, but materially affect the music industry.
Exactly, and we have seen a similar thing in the Hollywood industry this June, where actors and writers started striking because they consider the regulations are not specific enough to protect them.
This applies to many fields, and not only creative ones. The problem is not the generative AI itself, that was just an example we put, but the entire AI.
Yes, think about the ethical implications in healthcare. One real concrete misuse was the case of the predictive policing algorithm used by Optum in 2019.
What happened?
The developed algorithm intended to identify patients who might benefit from extra medical care, prevent hospitalizations, but the algorithm ended up disproportionately selecting white patients over black patients for this extra care.
So the algorithm was biased.
Exactly. The algorithm was based on historical medical costs influenced by systemic racial disparities in access to and treatment of healthcare.
This example, to me, it's clear. So even when developed with an intention of improving patient care, AI algorithms can perpetuate existing bias and inequalities if not designed and tested carefully.
Yes, it serves as a stark reminder that while AI has the potential to transform healthcare positively, ethical considerations are paramount to ensure that such technologies do not amplify disparities.
This deteriorates public trust in AI technologies and can interfere with their adoption. So, what steps can we take to ensure that AI ethics are integrated into technology development and deployment?
It starts with a collaborative effort involving AI developers, policymakers, researchers, and the public. We need clear guidelines and regulations that address issues like bias, privacy, accountability, and transparency. Companies must prioritize ethical considerations in their development processes, and governments should create frameworks that hold them accountable.
Let's move to our expertise area, HR technologies. Not everyone likes the idea of an AI system making decisions. Why is that the case?
Well, this is probably because there is no agreement on a global strategy for defining common principles, which would include rules on transparency, privacy, protection, fairness, and justice. And also in this field, there have been too many scandals involving gender or racial bias.
What should a company that uses AI in the hiring process do to avoid such a bad reputation?
If businesses want to grow beyond scale healthily, they have to start with ethical recruiting. There's no other way. If all AI were based on ethical principles, this would not happen, and people would see the positive implications.
Why is the use of AI in the hiring process positive?
Well, AI is a win in many directions. Hiring has always been lengthy and arduous, and AI, for example, helps cut down on time spent recruiting great potential candidates.
AI can automate time-consuming recruiting and hiring tasks, yes. But how do we know we accurately identify suitable candidates or employers for a position?
AI can ensure diverse and fair selections and reduce workplace bias, a goal organizations often strive to achieve.
But how do we ensure that we are not discriminating?
Well, we need ethical recruiting, so AI ethics.
So how can businesses implement ethical AI recruiting?
Building ethical AI requires a solid ethical foundation throughout the organization and possibly beyond, really, as well as a clear understanding of how hard it is to develop and deploy genuinely transparent and fair AI systems.
What are the characteristics of a fair and transparent AI system?
Here at Gens, we follow 7 principles. The first is that technology should be designed to support humans, not replace them.
This means that saving us time doesn't mean we need fewer people on the HR team.
Exactly. In the end, a human specialist must make the final decision. Technology or anything else shouldn't execute it.
Okay.
Then we have the personal data. We have to reduce bias, and AI is perfect for that.
So how does that work?
Our systems consistently separate personal and job-related information.
So the system do not use the personal data for anything.
Exactly. Only job-related data is applied. Our system only uses anonymized job-related data in the matching processes.
And how do we know that the AI criteria are ethical and unbiased?
To ensure unbiased results in parsing, matching, classification, and analytics, we use hand-selected and carefully calibrated gold standard training data for our machine learning models. So processes are fair, transparent, and non-discriminatory.
What else is essential?
It is essential to support organizations and adhere to best practices for fairness and inclusion.
How?
By providing separated applicant information into anonymized job-related data. For instance, we anonymize personal data, which includes crucial demographics such as gender, age, race, and ethnicity, and through that we support diversity.
If we anonymize and hide some information, what happens to transparency?
Our solutions are based on fully explainable AI and human-in-the-loop models. This means it is designed in a way that its decision-making process can be easily understood and explained. In other words, it's not a black box AI where you can't discern how it arrives at its conclusions. Instead, the inner workings of this AI are transparent and can be articulated and justified.
So explainable and interpretable AI.
Exactly.
To our listeners, if you haven't heard the last episode of the podcast, it was exactly about this topic. You also mentioned human-in-the-loop models.
Yes, it means that the AI is not entirely autonomous. Instead, it collaborates with human input or oversight. This can be important for various reasons, including quality control, ethical considerations, and handling complex situations that require human judgment. With this, we ensure all results and intermediate steps make rational sense and that rankings and analytics are not based on false machine-generated relationships.
That sounds good. Yael, so with the collaboration between humans and AI, how do you make sure the AI models always produce reliable results and avoid generating false relationships?
At Gens, we are using human and machine intelligence to create machine learning models. We consistently foster accountability in our AI systems throughout their life cycle by training them with hand-selected gold standard data, monitoring every critical step and ensuring the systems function as intended.
Can the developers and users of the system also explain their decisions?
Exactly, Laura, they can, and it is clear who is responsible for which decisions and to whom. To this end, we proactively educate ourselves, our customers, and our users about our solutions' capabilities, opportunities, and also limitations.
Okay, so we have AI technology that benefits people, reduces bias, supports diversity, it's fully explainable, and establishes accountability.
Yes. And then we have the privacy issue. Our technologies and the solutions comply with all data privacy and security regulations of the respective markets and countries where we operate.
This is essential. Do we have it all?
One more. Last but not least, fostering trust is essential.
Of course. How do we develop trust in AI technologies?
At JAMS, we take an active role with our customers and users through a multifaceted approach. We adhere to and advocate for our ethical principles, the OECD's principles on AI, and the strictest regulations on data privacy and security.
Following strict regulations, you ensure compliance with all international and national guidelines and regulations, right?
Yes. When it comes to trust, you have to be serious. We provide our customers with in-depth training and expert support in change management so that everyone knows the facts.
And with that, we have the seven core ethical principles of AI in HR technology, which, in our case, applies not only to the AI lifecycle, but to our entire organization. Summarizing, AI ethics can only emerge from a holistic ethical approach to organizations building and deploying AI technologies. Make sure your company recruiting system benefits people and that your AI serves the greater good of people.
Well said. And if listeners want to learn more, they can find more information on our website, jans.technology.
Exactly. Or they can simply contact us. Thank you, Yahel, for joining, and thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
This was a JANS Technology podcast. Listen to new chapters every month.